60 measures negate the size of the horizon. Because really, we are interested in having 60 measures against the quantity of milk contained in the horizon, but we don't know how much. So again, we take the maximum. So what is the maximum? The size of the horizon. Even though, I mean, there is less milk contained in the horizon of the behemoth than the size of the horizon itself. But we don't know, so we take the maximum. So in other words, but the khal, so the khal, but actually the basar itself is mitzuref to the shishim. But we have to have shishim neged the whole size of the khal, because we don't know how much milk is contained in the khal. So even if we have shishim, but you're not allowed to eat the psar khal. Khal atzmiyosa. V'nofal dira achereseise. But suppose you cook that khal, and then you took it out and you threw it into another pot, so it passes other pot too. So in other words, on the other part, we also have to have 60 measures negative the size of the crown. Omar Rav Ashi, Kavinom Birafkani Boilon, Kimisharinom Bidei Masharino, Manofik Ne Masharino, Pshite Bidei Masharino. Not, in other words, you have to have Shishim negative the size of the crown, not Shishim negative the quantity of the milk contained in the crown. Pshite Bidei Masharino, Dim Manofik Ne, Minoyadin. How do we know? Elo, so the Gemara says, "Elo me'ato noflig dira acheres lo yaseya." Kivin the Omer Rav Yitzchok prayed Rav Misharash. Oh, that's the Gemara says. So the Gemara in the Teret, Kivin the Omer Rav Yitzchok prayed Rav Misharash. Uchala atzmi yaseya shavu rabbonon kichticha denevele. So the Taz will be saying that according to Teisves, the pshat in the Gemara is according to Teisves. So the pshat in the Gemara is here that when you cook the khal, when you cook the khal in the gdeire together with other chatiches, so then all the milk of the khal is niflat v'sechak deyo, and it becomes redistributed in the rest of, in the gdeire. But the all the milk according to Teisves, so the pshat in the Gemara here is that all the milk comes out into the gdeire, and then it is redistributed in the gdeire. It is redistributed in the gdeir, and so then the question arises: if all the milk comes out into the gdeir, or so it has, so the khal has no, the other has no more milk. So why do we say that if after it was cooked in gdeir number one, so it is taken out and it falls into gdeir number two, so it asks the chtichas in gdeir number two too, unless the chtichas in gdeira number two have 60 measures negative the size of the khal. But manefshach, if we say that when it's cooked in the, when it was cooked in the first gdeira, so all the milk is nifrat zechak gdeira, so then when it falls into another gdeira, it shouldn't asa, because it just chtichas bosor, it has no milk. So the answer is, this is how the Taz understood the Teisves here. So the answer is, because after all, khal is bosor becholov, because that's basar, and if it has milk, so it's basar becholov. All right, it's not awesome. It's not basar becholov. It's not basar becholov midraise. So it's only basar becholov. It's basar becholov shchuto. So memele, it's not awesome midraise, because it's cholov shchuto. But midrabanon, it is subject to all the chumres of basar becholov, except that it's not awesome midraise on account of the fact that it's basar becholov shchuto. So the Issa of Basar B'Cholov doesn't apply to Cholov Shchuto. But Midrabanon, the Issa of Basar B'Cholov applies to Cholov Shchuto as well. And by Basar B'Cholov, we pass Chticha Atzma Asis Nevele. And we say Chticha Atzma Asis Nevele, even if it had been possible to squeeze out every drop of milk, it still would be Osir. Because the Basar becomes Osir. So this is how the Taz explains Teisves Shite, and he says that the Tur agrees with Teisves. Now let's see the Taz. Avlach Ticha Atzma Asor. Hatur Hitshalze. Vene Meivin. So what was the Tur's Asoge? Why does he say that Ticha, even though it's not Nasis Nevele, it doesn't become a Heftzor Viseh, but that Ticha remains Osa. So he says, why should that Ticha remain Osa? Because after all, it was cooked together with other chatiches. So all the milk of that chatiche comes out into the teira, and then there is a redistribution. So when it is redistributed in all the chtiches, even when it's redistributed in this chticha itself, so less than is necessary to give a tam becomes nivra during the redistribution. That's the asogia of the tuf. Alright. So the Bis Yosef raises his question against the Tur's Hasogi. Do Afim Hoyo Bolon Shinakim is Pashit Mizbal Bichule on Matzichen Samach Neget Kule, Uchidam Rino Gabichal, Vani Emea, Shekol Iker Rechachas Rabbeinu, whom is Sugi Lichal. The Koyfikushi Atma, Shmach Shabbeinu, Machet Almudishon, Elamato, Noflo, Gerachares, Loyes, Vichos Vatesves, Kim the Bikur Michalin on him Kainofik. So all the milk was nifla sechagdeiro. So what remained there? Just bosor in the order. So mele, when the order falls into second deiro of bosor, why should it asa? It's one chtichas bosor into other chtichas bosor. Imke vim teima diu mohod misharino mishim nisabto le minofik ulkach nofu gdira acheres eisir mishim nidiu minofik ule vitiyo tse maskone doche porch kim dama tuk chal min amien almer lechashvino lechtiche di isore. Because if we consider the psarak chal itself as a chefzo viser, so how could we be mitzarev the nine gzeisim of boso in the chal itself together with two, the 51 gzeisim of bosor in the other chatiches? After all, the nine gzeisim of bosor in the order of the behemo, that's isar itself. How can mitzuref the shish? So it's a raya that we say we don't consider it a sefich di isure. V'loyoser elo mishum cholov hakonus bigumeshe b'seir. In other words, teis v'sesikashi. How can we say? We say chal min aminyan. So obviously the psarak chal is not the chefetz of isa. If the psarak chal would be considered the chefetz of isa, how could it be mitzuref the shishim? You have to have shishim in the heta. So monefshach, if it's not the chefetz of isa, so why do we say that the psarak chal itself is osa? So Teisa says the reason as to why the psarak chal is osa is not because the milk gave an extra tam in the psarak chal. No, the milk doesn't give an extra tam in the psarak chal. But the reason is why the psarak chal is osea, because in the gumei shebisech hakchal, they are milk, droplets of milk. Many, many droplets of milk in the gumei shebisech hakchal. So mimele, and those milk, the milk contained in the gumei shebisech hakchal, have itam of bosa. So mimele, the milk is a hefcha bosa b'chalov, not the psarak chal. Not the psarak chal, but we don't know how much milk there is, so we take the maximum. So we require shishim, neged the size of the psarak chal. But the psarak chal itself is muter. It's only the milk contained in the gumei shebiseich psarak chal. That's what Teisa says. Yeah. Vitiotsu. Alma lechashvin lechtich al yisur, avdo yosar mishum cholov hakomet bekumi shebiseiche, vim kenof lgedir acheres liyaser, dechol ma shebiseife lo tzis mnach cholov, yosar lgedir lesheino, ad kan lesheine, umshane bigmore, kibn doma rabi yitzrok ukhalatz me yosar, shavio rabon ektichas nevele, vichos al hatese shom, ilmen zel lesheino, vim tema mai taime, akhalatz me yosar, vali kol hacholov hakomet lesheiche bigumeis, niflat lechutz, vinifat bishov lechol achtiches, kidgom ha bisamuch, elo ma, to mashma di pshita lei, sheyei tzikulei, because the gemore says, nofal lesheidir acheres, liteseya. So in other words, so the Gemara assumed, took it for granted, that all the cholov comes out. So the question is, so if all the cholov came out, why is the psarak chal osar in the end? Mashma lipshid lei shigit kolik mishvar esom of yesh leima. Let's say this lesson. Lifishem itchilas bishulei kinim shiyotza cholov vigamre, nesara cholov shebikchal, mitnitam abosa shebei. Hilkach, aflacha shenigma bishulei, shekviyotza kulei, sulem nishtere. Defshali seichtei, osar. So he says that the reason is to why. The reason as to why the psarak chal remains osea, even though the milk is emptied out, b'seif habishul. So all the milk shebiseif hakumis is emptied out, and the isea consists in the milk, because the milk contained in the gumish shebiseif psarak chal have itam bosor in them, and that milk is emptied out. But since we are dealing here with bosor b'chol, and by bosor b'chol we say actually seichtei is osea, so mimele, since the originally, so the milk שבשיחקומייס became a חפצר בסבחולוב, became a chepzer b'sabicholov, so it became osea, so it remains osea even after the bulk of milk is emptied out. Hilkach afach hashenigma b'shulei shefo yotze kulei sulu lishtere. Defshesich de osech adkan l'sheni. Haritiv rabin necheinim. So the Tas says that the Tur agrees with Shitas HaTesves. Vigam kan koshe. Kushes amakshin, the atom is tarif aftikha atzmo, lisamech, shmam ne din aleo shem nivele. He says here, mitzuref machtikha atzmo shishim kineged Yisra abalu abo. So that means that it's not echtikha disore. Mushe makshin gabit chal mamesh. So that's really the kashe. So in other words, the kashe that the two raises against the Rashbo is the same kashe that the Gemara raises. Why do we say that that the chal atzmo is awesome? So what is the teretz of the Gemara over there? Because actually sechta is osa. Because sechta is osa. So there we are dealing with basa b'cholov. It's not basa b'cholov midraise, because basa b'cholov shchuto is not osa midraise, but midrabonon, the reason is basa b'cholov. So mele even la'acha shenisrat, it remains osa. Masheinkin here, tavecheleb, according to to the Rabbi Ephraim Shite, so there is no chtichas in the vele. So actually sechta should be muter. So that's a very good kashe that the Tur raises. So in other words, so the reason is why the Tur is chilik and Rashbo, because the Tur agrees with the sheet of Tesis. Tesis says that the reason is why the Psarak Chal is Osea, even though the Psarak Chal is Mitzuref Neshishim. So we see that the Psarak Chal is not a Heftzavis. If it had been considered a Heftzavis, it wouldn't be Mitzuref Neshishim. So now the Psarak Chal is at a bomb. Still we say the Psarak Chal is Osea, not because of the Psarak Chal is Osea by itself, but the Psarak Chal contains in its gumeis many droplets of milk, and those droplets of milk have itam boso. So mele the milk becomes osa. So even though at the end of the bishul process, so the bulk of the milk is emptied out, but a little bit of milk still remains even after the end of bishul. So mimele, everything becomes osea. So that milk becomes osea. And after all, the milk is not deposited in a vacuum. The milk, the droplets of milk, the few droplets of milk that do remain, are deposited where? In the gumi shebiseich haboso. So mimele, the boso itself is also because if you eat the boso, you will necessarily also swallow a few droplets of milk, and those droplets of milk remain osar, even though the bulk of the milk was squeezed out and it does not have itam bosar anymore. But since it's chticha atzma asis nevele, so even the droplets of milk themselves we divested from the particles of bosar contained in them originally, so also are also a chepchovisa. This is what Teisa says. So he says the ritva shite is like Teisa. So, Haribim Rabin Nechinu with Zed, Gam Kan Koshe Kushes HaMakshin, Da'ak Mistarev Haftikha Atzmo Yisamach, Shmamen Nilo Hashem Nivele, Kmo Shemakshin Gabit Chal Mamesh, El Gechan In Shai Hatirus Lisho, Shemishan Ekim Domar Bitzu Chal Atzmo Yosa, Piru Shei Lifi Ateisi, Mishim Dev Shal Yisich Deosa, because it's Basa Becholo. So, Chtikha Atzmo Asin Nivele, Basa Becholo Mid Rabonon, it's Chol of Shchuto, but it's still there is a Nis, Kol Bitik Rabonik in Drei Stikin, Kmo Zecharnu, ונקבור כוסף רבינו בשמית על בייס, ולאמרים להם שלא שיחתי עושה, אלו בוסו בחולוב, ועל כוחו גם בכחל יש לי מכין, וגם שום יישום שם בוסו בחולוב, ואף על פי שהוא מרבונון, כיוון יש בחולוב שחותו, מכל מכל דיקים רבונים כנדרי זה דיקים, נמצא דיך, but here we are dealing with חילה with שור יישורים, so there is no, חתיך עשס נבילה, and there is no, אפשר לשיחתי עושה, so בחסים לזה, דמיירה בשור יישורים, ואפשר לשיחתי מותה, נקשר הדובה כיקושס המקשן, תאפים לחתיך מותה. So that's the Tur's kashi. And what is the Rashba Shita? So the Tur, the Tas says that the Tur agrees with the Pshat of Teisus. V'tasa Rashba v'firish Agmore v'kichal d'amril nofli g'day l'acher as iseres hu mitam acher shekosu b'tiras abayi soruch shonechei shishim shalui polat kol chlovei b'gday l'gishen. So even though in the Pshat the Tas doesn't mention the Rambam Shita, but the Rashba should be explained in conjunction with the Rambam Shite. In other words, that when the Gemara says that there is an equation between Chticha Atmas Nevela and Efshel Yisich Deosea, and similarly, there is an equation between Chticha Atmo Eilon Asis Nevela and Efshel Yisich Deosea, so the Gemara says it in the subjunctive. If it had been possible to squeeze out every droplet of milk. So then, according to Shmuel, even by Basa B'cholov, the dechtich itself would become muter. And according to Rabbi Basa B'cholov, not. But by Shori Surim, yes. But only if it had been possible to squeeze out every particle. Masha'in came. Actually, it's not possible in the course of cooking to squeeze out every particle. So mainly a few drops of milk will always remain. So since a few drops of milk will always remain, so even by Shori Surim, where the particles of feta do not become a heft of Isa, but since there is Isa remaining in the heter, and it became osir, so it remains osir. ודאס הרדיו פי שגמור הדיכל דאמרים נפל דיר אחר אז יסר אסום תמח שקוטר אסה בייס שעוד אחרי שישים שעוד יפול עד כל חלובי בגדירו שעוד יפול עד כל חלובי בגדירו רישינו בגדירו רישינו כמו שקוסה בשביל צדיק סיפה הולף לרש בו ואם כן הנחילו מבוסה בכל עוד לשאור איסורים על כל חוכי יסר אחתיך עצמו נמצא נחק לניחם שעד ישמי the primi godim says that the Taz is saying that there is a machlikes in the pshat in the Gemara between the Tur and the Rashba. According the Tur agrees with the Pshat of Tesves. And according to Tesves, so as a result of cooking the Khal in the first Dere, so all the milk from the Khal comes out. But still the Khal Atzme is Osea, because we are dealing with Basa B'chol of Mirabonon, so Chtich Atlas in the Vele, so Memel actually says it is also Osea. Even if every droplet of milk had been squeezed out. You know, Mashenk in the Rashbo, that's the Pshat of Teisves and the Sheet of the Tur. Mashenk in the Rashbo is Chelik. And the Rashbo holds that even though, as a result of cooking, so the bulk of the milk comes out, but a minimum of milk remains. So Mimele, it's Osa. But the Primigodim, so that's true what the Primigodim says. But why does the Rashba say that if a minimum of milk remains, even though it's only a minimum, it's not sufficient to give a tam of milk in the boso, so it still remains osa. But in order to be a heftz of boso b'cholov, there must be a modicum of milk, so that quantity of milk gives a tam of milk in the boso. And here, at the end of the cooking process, so there is a minimum of milk, and not enough to give a tam of cholov in the boso. So the answer is, because true, it's not enough, but since originally there was a tam of milk in the boso, in the psarak chal, so it became osa, so it remains osa. So it remains osa. So in other words, Efshali Sechte is osa. But the Gemara equates Efshali Sechte with Chtich Asmas Nevele, and according to Rabbi Ephraim, that there is no Chtich Asmas Nevele by Shori Surim. There shouldn't be Efshali Sechte. So the Teretz is Enoch Name. There shouldn't be Efshali Sechte if you had an absolute Efshali Sechte, that you are able to squeeze out every droplet. But here, a minimum remains, but less than is necessary to give it time. So Nevele, since it became osa, it remains osa. All right, this is the machlekes between the Tur and the Rashi. All right, now tomorrow after the Shabbos here, so I would like to cover Simen Kuf Zayin. Now Simen Kuf Zayin, you have to go over the Tur in Simen Kuf Zayin, and then they are. If you go over the whole Hashulchan, so it will be easy for you to understand, the whole Simen, the Shach and the Taz, because the whole Hashulchan mentions the two basic pshotim in the Shite, the Machlekes between the Ribo and Rabbi Baruch, in connection, you know, with dogim that were cooked, you see, in a pot, and then you pour the dogim into a kare. So there are two pshotim, the Besyosef pshat and the Drishe and the Shach's pshat. Simen Kuf Zayin the Tur. Kosa v'sifra mitzvahs. Dogim ktanim shenizbashu. V'nimtzom bohen dog tome. Yeish eisrin afil makire v'zeyake. So even though the dog tome recognizes and he throws away, but the other dogim are rosa. V'yeish samach levat. Even though he throws away the dog tome, and there is shishim negative Dr. May, so the other dogim are still osa. Why? Lifi shechashimeare mayim achamim lipsei hoyiru imiat mayim yishoyer ha-doktor me yichofu imam ha-dogim v'nesru v'chezrim ha-mayim v'neigim l'chol ha-dogim ויש מתירי מפני שיש חוף ולמד שנשורים פטילים ברבע תרובס כלישה יחלים הבריה לבוטלו אלו בבריה שנסר מחמס עצמו ולא שנסר מחמס בלי עסיס הרחם ואין חזרים ועסרים השור שבמחבס אף על פי שנהיג במחמים לפי שיש הניבלה וניסור עם מחמס עצמו אין חזר וניבלה ביובש כימה לידי בישור. Now the other part deals with something else. Now, so there are two pshotim in that smack. Now, let's look into the bisyosef here. Kosa bisyosef ha-mitzvahs. Dogim tanim shen izbash. Yei sheizrim afil makir vizirg. Bisyosef ha-kufa medveis kosa afkina smack. ובמקי המים שכוסף רבינו פעמיים כוסף שם חמי עוד אז מגן דיפרס וכך הוא הגיר שר החמי וחיינו בספר התחום גם כן ואף על פי שבשמה כוסף בספר עניין לפי שישראל ליבלה וניסור עם הכנסה עצמאי אין חיזר ניפלה ביובש אל דמיים שימוהם מפורש רבינו לא הקומה על דמיים ריתכן שימוהם וחיינו בספר התחומס ופיך כוסף כימה על דיבישו וביר הדבור שדוק תומי זה נמצא בתמחה שאוהי שכים חי שישים שמו כשאירו הדוגי מאירפס לתמחה לא אירו בבסחס לגמרי ואחר שאיסר לארס שמו נשאר הדוג תומי באירפס עם יד דוגים ומעד מים עד שאם במים ודוגים אוהים סמך כנגדי ונסחו הם וכשגומר אירו על הראשינים שאירו בתחילו נסחו גם הם מחמסי סום הדוגים שנשתיירו עם הדוג תומי האחרי ועכשיו נוגו בהם בידום חמים הלכך אף על פי שנוראים ביתם חסמך וייסה כנגד הדוק התומי הקלוסה ודעס המתירים משום דאפילו תמצלו אימא אם תמצלו אימא שנשתיירו מהדוגים ביופס ודוק תומי ביניהם ונסרו יש מהדוגים מחמוסים בכך כלום שייסה הדוגים הם יזבטלים מדוגים שאירו ראשינים חד בתראי דאים להם דין בעיה שלו יזבטל מחה שניסור מלו מחמס בר. Now, as far as the דוק תומי itself is concerned, there is no problem with it, because that was recognized, was identified, was thrown away. So maybe we cannot say Beria filled out of the bottle, because the only thing that is a Beria is the dog tummy, and that was thrown away. Now the other dog in that remained at the bottom of the ilfes of the pot together with the dog tummy, so they were only Beria certain particles from the dog tummy. So the aloha of Beria the bottle doesn't apply to something that is not also machmas atzmei, but only machmas abulua shebisech. Now, so according to the Yosef Pshat, now let's say this is the part, and in that part there were about 100 or more than 100 dogim tam. Then, and first he started to pour from the ilfes into the tamche, into a certain plate, a very big plate. So he started, or a tray. The tamche is a tray. So then he started to pour dogim, many fishes, together with the soup. Together with the soup. So to pour it into the tray. And then after that, and it took some time, you know, until he poured out all the fishes and all the soup, all the liquid into the tray. Then, after the whole ilfes was emptied out into the tray, so he found one doktome in the tray. So he recognized it, and he threw it away. So, there are some who say that it's osir, and there are some who say that it's muta. What's the reason of the... Even though there is shishi, let's say there is a 100 fishes, and there is only one doktome, so there is more than shishi. Still, there are some who say the rivo shite is that it's osa. The rivo. The his shite is it's osa. Why is it osa? Because, after all, he didn't empty out, he didn't turn over the pot like this, and that with one stroke. So, he emptied it out little by little, gradually. So, in other words, so first, he started to empty out some fishes and some soup. And then, in number of fishes, and soup remained at the bottom of the ilfes. So while, let's say, 80 fishes had already been emptied out into the tray, and a lot of soup into the tray, so about 20 fishes, I'm mentioning an example, about 20 fishes still remained at the bottom of the Ilfis with a little bit of soup. Now, so it could be, so it could, now we don't know. When was the dog Tomei dumped into the tray? Was the dog Tomei dumped into the tray at the end with the last batch of fishes? Or the dog Tomei was dumped into the tray with the first batch? We don't know. So we have to be cheshish, since we don't know the fact. So we have to be cheshish. So we have to anticipate the possibility. We have to anticipate the possibility that while 80 fishes were dumped from the pot into the tray, and 20 fishes remaining at the bottom of the ilfes, so the dog Tomei was together with the 20, not with the 80. You see. Not with the 80. So, Mimela, that means, so if, let's say, if we had been sure that the dog Tomei, that the dog Tomei, so, was the first fish to be dumped into the tray with the first batch, then there would be no problem. But it's possible that the dog Tomei remained until the very end. And then, when with the last batch of fishes being dumped into the tray, then the dog Tomei also came out from, was emptied out from the ilfes, from the pot, into the tray. Now, so suppose that happened. That happened. That first, 80 fishes were dumped into the tray with the major portion of the soup. And then a minor portion of the soup and 20 fishes remaining at the bottom of the pot. So at that time, at that moment, when 80 were already out of the pot and 20 still remaining at the bottom of the pot, at that moment was the shishim neged the dog Tomei. No, 20 fishes do not constitute shishim neged the dog Tomei. So at that time, and there was a moderate portion of soup too, so there was reite. So at that time there was no shishim, only 20 fishes and a moderate portion of soup and the dog Tomei. So there was no shishim neged the dog Tomei. So then the dog Tomei was nivla in the soup and in the 20 fishes at the bottom, and there was no shishim. So all the 20 fishes became awesome. Then after that, so he's dumping out the last batch, the 20 fishes, together with the dog Tomei. Alright, if he identifies the dog Tomei, he throws it away. So then, the 20 fishes became also already at the bottom of the pot. Now, when he dumps the last batch of fishes from the pot into the tray, so in effect, he's dumping 20 fishes that are also, because they were belayer from the dog Tomei. There was no beetle, because at that moment, at the bottom of the pot, you didn't have shishim. So now when you empty out the last batch of the 20 fishes into the tray, so then the 20 fishes are suing, come in contact al the year with the 80 fishes, hamutori, and the asa, the mutori. Asa mitor. Now, you don't have, 80 does not have shishim neged 20. 80 does not have shishim neged 20. It has rov neged 20, but it does not have shishim neged 20. So that's the svore of the river. Now, Rabbi Baruch, he is matir. So why is Rabbi Baruch matir? Why is Rabbi Baruch matir? Alright, now, let's see again. This is how the Bais Yosef explains the tzio. Let's see again. Umforish Rabbeinu, the second line from the end. Dorekomar, al dimayim reitrichimon, vechinu siva tchumo, ulfiro kosav, kimal de bish, ubeir advorim. Now the first line, dafkuf samachtes, she dok tome zen nimtso bita tamche, in the tray. Shoeis rimcheish in shemo kishira adogim yulfes, from the pot, le tamche into the tray, lo yiro bivasachas le gamre. He didn't do it with one stroke. If he did it with one stroke, then there is no problem. Because after all, I mean, there is only one dog Tomei and the 100 dogim teirim, so there is more than shishim. The achashibot, he did it in many,
in many turns, many strokes, many batches. And that was only emptied out in the last batch. Let's say there were 20 left at the bottom. So all the 20 became osar at that moment. Alright, that's the svore of the Iskrim, the Rivor. What's the svore of Rabbi Baruch? Vidas amatirit, mishim lafil imtim tzalim ashin ishtayro ma'adogim. Biyufes, vidokto mebineyem, vinesro isma adogim, achmosei, eim bikach klum. Sheisma adogim, him is batlim bidogim, sheiro rishenim, chad bitrei, vein lemdim berye, shaloi li is batel, miacha shein isur on elo machmas bela. So he says, as far as the dogim, so what do we have now? Let's assume that this happened. We don't know what happened. But let's assume that this happened. That while 80 fishes were already dumped into the tray, 20 fishes together with the daktame and a little bit of soup, so remained at the bottom of the pot. And then there was no shishim at that moment, at the bottom of the pot, and there was reitev. So memela, the daktame could be nivla al the reitev. At the bottom of the pot, in all the 20 fishes. So all the 20 fishes became osa. Now, when he empties out the last batch, so the 20 fishes, the Rivor says, assers the 80 fishes. So Rabbi Baruch says, no, the 20 fishes doesn't asser the 80 fishes. As far as Taruves of Yovish B'Yovish is concerned, because then when you empty out the last batch, so you have a mix-up of 20 dogim asurim with 80 dogim amutorim. That's Yovish B'Yovish. So, Chabit Ribot. So in other words, 80 is against 20, that's certainly wrong. So it's Yavish B'Yavish. And you cannot say, but it's Berye, after all, 20 Beryes. 20 Berye, the answer is, they are not Osea, they are Beryes, but they are not Osa Machmas Atzmo. The one fish is Osa Machmas Atzmo, but him we threw out. So the 20 we didn't throw out, but they only have a Bli of Idoktami. So the aloche of burial bottle doesn't apply to these 20. So as far as the question of Taruves of Yovish B'Yovish is concerned, there can be bit more off. But then there is another question. Maybe there will be blie. There are 20 fishes now in the tray that have a blie of a doctor A, and they are in contact, and it's all hot. It's all yatzeleres. If it's not yatzeleres, there wouldn't be any problem. And it's all yatzeleres. So they are in 20 hot dogim that have a blee of idoktome are in contact with 80 dogim asurim. So let it be blee. So that the 80 could be blee. The iser of the 20. And there is no shishim. If it's a question of blee, only shishim. 80 does not constitute shishim as against 20. It's against 20. So he says, Vidas amatirim, mishum lafilim tipsalayim ish nishtayro ma'ad dogim bilfes. Vidaktome b'nayim, vinesro is ma'ad dogim achmosei, ein bikachlum, shei is ma'ad dogim im izbatlim bidogim shiro rishenim, chad bitrei, dein lem dim berye, shalu li izbatil, mi'achar, shein lo misura machmas berla. Alright, so there is no union of, and they are in contact, in a hot state, with 80 dogim utorim. So, let the 20, asa the 80, because the 80 will absorb the iser of the 20. The 20. So what does he say? So he says, the first line in the Torah, Livishi iser hanivla, v'nisuri machmas atzmo, v'nechiza v'nivla v'yovish, kim al yidei bishul. So he says, because it's yovish. The question is, why is it yovish? There is a lot of reitev in the tray. So why is it yovish? There is a lot of reitev in the tray. So, Bishle, now, this is the Bes Yosef's shot in the tour. I mean, the Rivo and the in the Tzio, I mean, the Smag, the Rivo, the Rabin Bo. So, but what is the Prishes and the Shach's pshat? They have another pshat. They have another pshat. In other words, they don't explain it that way, but they explain it differently. Here is the part. The Drishe and the Shach, they explain it differently. In other words, here's the pot. And here you cook, let's say, 100 dogim. finally it turned out there was one daktami with a lot of soup. So the Drishe and the Shach say, because the derech of people who boil a lot of fishes in soup, in water, so then after it is completely cooked, so they take a kele, and then they empty out, first they empty out the soup into a separate kele. They want to keep the soup separate and the fishes separate. So in other words, so then they take the pot, and he probably puts his hand, you know, in the middle of the pot, that the fishes shouldn't fall out. Or maybe he can even use a strainer to block the emptying out of the fishes. But he just wants to pour out, to spill out the soup into a keli. And as he does that carefully, that the fishes shouldn't fall into that keli. Just soup should fall into that keli. So then there is, at one point, let's say, when there is, let's say, it might be 80, he does it very slowly. So let's say he tries to empty out, to spill out the soup into a kele, but he wants all the fishes to remain in the pot. He only wants to pour out the soup. So he does it very slowly and very carefully, that fishes shouldn't fall into the kele. Just the soup should spill into the kele. So then at one point, so the bulk of the fishes might be on the dayfen of the pot, and on the grounds, on the shulaim of the pot, only a mute of the fishes remain. A mute of the fishes remain. So mimele, and there is empty space in the dayfen between the twenty that remains still. Let's say if he inclines the pot in such a position. So 20 will remain, so let's say about 80 fishes with soup will be here in an incline, as the dayfen apart is in an inclined position, and 20 with a little bit of soup will still remain in the shulayim of the kale. But there is no till between the soup and the fishes that are lying here, ready for the soup to ready to be spilled out, and the fishes, no soup, no fishes. Now, I mean, suppose, let's say, some soup goes, so all 80 fishes lie here, under the Ifnakli, and 20 fishes lie here, and here it's completely dry, in the middle. So then there can be no tziruf. So true, if you consider the total number of fishes and the total soup that is here and here, then you have shishi. But after all, 80 fishes at one point are here, you see. And the bulk of the soup is already here. There is a little bit of soup still remaining here together with 80 fishes, a little bit of soup together with the 20 fishes, and here there is a segment in the dayfen that has no fishes on it, no soup, nothing. So there couldn't be any tziruf. You couldn't say, since the number of fishes and the soup here, and the number of fishes and this little soup here, together there will be shishim negative daktame, so mainly it becomes bottle. After all, it's like, you should consider it as if the 80 fishes and the soup, the little soup, had been in one pot, and the 20 fishes and the little soup had been in another pot. You couldn't be mitzare. There is a dry segment in the dayfen that is completely empty and has no fishes. So in other words, so you can only consider for beetle the number of fishes that are here, the 20 fishes. So then there is no shishim. So at that moment, all the 20 fishes, it's possible that the doctor may was together with the 20 fishes. So all the 20 fishes become osa. Then he succeeds in pouring out all the soup. Once he's sure that all the soup was already poured into a separate pot, then he picks up the pot, and then he puts the pot in an erect position, and then he's happy because he has the soup in one kele, and he has all the fishes in another kele. This is the tziur according to the Drishe and the Shach. But the tziur of the Bais Yosef is the way I said before. Now, so what did he say? L'fishe yisar ha-nivla v'nisur ha-machmas atzmo e'necheza v'nivla b'yovish kimal d'bisht. Now, you also have to see the other piece of the Bais Yosef. V'chos ha-fei b'smar, omno. That is only, in other words, so there is a machlekes between the Rivo and Rabbi Baruch. The Rivo asers, because the 20 fishes became osar at the bottom, and then And then, when the last batch is done, according to Beshoset Pshat, according to the Trishis Pshat and the Shach's Pshat, the fishes remain in the Klirishim, you see. They're never in the Klirishim. That's the difference. According to Beshoset Pshat, so at the end, where are the fishes? In the tray, in the Klirishim. But according to the Trishis and the Shach's Pshat, they all remain in the Klirishim. The Klirishim. So, but according, we are considering now the Beshoset Pshat. See now the Beshoset Pshat. So according to the Beshoset Pshat, so, the Rivoasers, why does the Rivoaser? Because at one stage, in the pouring process, so 20 fishes with a little bit of soup were at the bottom of the Gdeire. So the dog Tommy was with them, so it was in contact with them, and there was soup. So it was Nivla in the 20 fishes, and there was no Shishi. So 20 fishes became Moser. Then when he dumps the last batch of the fish into the tray, so the 20 fishes are dogim asurim, come in contact in a hot state with the fishes dogim amutorim. So the fishes absorb the iser from the 20 fishes asur. And Rabbi Nebor says it's muta because we have a bit of yovish biyovish, because the 20 fishes that became osir become bottle birov of the fishes yovish biyovish. And how about Bliya? So he says it's Yovish. So it's not Bliya. So then he says, because of Ibismak, that even according to Rabbi Nebor, it's Muter, it's only Muter in case of fishes. But in case of Beitzim, it's also. Not that there is a difference, there is an essential difference between Beitzim and fishes. The difference consists in the practice of people. Because fishes, the people were accustomed to boil many fishes in one pot, maybe 100, maybe 200, many fishes. But Beitzim, they weren't accustomed to boil so many 100 Beitzim in one pot. So in other words, so that's why by Beitzim is different. Because of Ibismak, Omnom Beitzim shen izbash, v'nimtzo b'echot mehem efreyach, hakolos, dey regilus levash al Beitzim kokar b'yachat, sheyichov Beitzim ulam et anisoreis, b'teilim b'taruves b'reif shal heter. Lochin teiv, because Beitzim you don't boil such bulk of Beitzim. So fish you boil bulk. In other words, 100 fishes at one time in one pot. So even if 20 or 30 became osea, 20 or 30, because he knows that in the last batch there were about 20 or 30. So in dogim, even if as many as 30 dogim became osea, so there are enough fishes cooked in one pot to have rov negative 30. To have rov negative 30. Because there will still be more than 60 in the tray. And when the last batch is dumped into the tray, so there'll be chavi tray in the fishes negative 30 that is in the pot, in the last batch. Mashaikin Beitzim. So altogether, how many Beitzim could you cook? Altogether, you could cook 50 Beitzim, not more than 50 Beitzim. So if in the last batch you have 30 Beitzim, so the 30 Beitzim became Osa because there was no Shishim, then when you dump, so how many Beitzim are in the tray? 20. So when you dump the 30 Beitzim that became Osa into a tray that has 20 Beitzim, so there is no bit, obviously. So not that there is any Nafkimine, because the practice, according to the practice of people. So you had rov, you always had rov in the tray in regard to dogim, because you cooked over 100 dogim at once. But Beitzim, you only cooked 50 Beitzim. So mainly if in the last batch you had 30, so you couldn't have chad betray. But in Echnami, suppose in the last batch you have only 5, so then you could have rov too. But he's talking of a case where in the last batch he had 20 or 30. So then in dogim, you still had in the tray rov. But in Beitzim, you don't. This is what they say. Because of it, we spark on the Beitzim, she is bashel, and to bechel, and freya hakulosa. The regulus of bashel Beitzim, for kabi yachat, she chov Beitzim, ulam, and sorez, betelim, taru, and rov shaleta. Lochim tev, lahamtina, she is stunning. Kidding, she is in a mai, she is bashel, shom. Reitzel, in maya, yosim, mayim, tzelin, him, moem. So what should he do? So in other words, every time, yes. So, yosim, mayim, tzelin, him, moem. Suppose he finds out that there is a dog tummy in the path. So then he should be careful not to dump the dog in, but he should let stand like this until it cools off. Once it cools off, then there is no problem. Then there couldn't be any bleed. And until it cools off, So the dog Tommy happens to be in the company of 100 dog and tail him some anyway, he couldn't ask it.
וכן תיב להמתי, נעשי סטני כינס יצאים מהמים שנסבשת שם. ואם ריצו למאיה, יוסי מים צאים נימויים.
Suppose he's in a hurry, he has to take it out. He has to serve it at the meal. And it's hot and it'll take a long time. So he has a simple way, he just pours a lot of cold water. So then it won't be hot anymore. So then he can start dumping in number of batches as he wants.
ואבל בכם הוא ימצא להגלה מהחבס כי בשביל סופי כזה אין לוחו שנשארו לבסייף אלא המיד המחבס בחזקס קשקס שהוא יסו מתחילו. So in other words, even though in regard to ביצי,
so the smag assers, because there is no beetle below, because you don't cook 100 ביצים at once, you cook only 50 ביצים, and if in the last batch you had 20 or 30, so you don't have rough negative 30 ביצים, they say that is dumped in the last batch.
The smag is mati, according to Rabbi Baruch, only by dogim, but not by beitzim. Rabbi Shimshin is mati by beitzim also, for a different reason.
Because there is a question. When did the dog Tomei get, at the beginning, together with the Eidi dogim? The dog Tomei got into the tray together with the Eidi dogim, or he got into the tray, he entered the tray at the end, together with the 20 dogim. So he says there is aloche, Rabbi Ramshim says aloche, that Isa Birubi is. In other words, if it's a question whether the Isa, you have two batches, you have two bags, let's say, and the question is, there is one bag that has, let's say, 100 items, and there is one bag that has 10 items. The question is the Iser in the bag that has the 100 items? Or the Iser is in the bag that has the 10 items? So we presume that the Iser berubis. From the point of view of chances, so we say Isura berubis. So here the question is, was the dog Tomei together with the edifices that were dumped into the tray at the very beginning? Or the dog Tomei was the 20 fishes that were dumped into the tray at the very end. So we say Isura Berubise. So Mele, according to the Rash, so it's mutar even by Beitzim too.
So Voidim Rab Shimshin, Tamach Alatia, Sheyesh Von Leim Adi Isura Berubise, Ki Tamrinam Bizvachim, Hilkach In Lislei Shebisei For Yiru, Im Meat Mayim Nisha Shema Dog Tomei.
Right now, let's see. The Mechab.
המבשל ביצים הרבה בקליפוס לא יציא מהמים שנזבש לו בהם עד שיצטננו או יקנה להם מים ציינים ליצננות והכך יציא משום דחי שינון שמיימצו באחס מהן הפריח ואם הוא יומצים מהם כן שיצטננו שמו הישו נשאר איסו שיש בהפריח עם האחרינס ואיסו יישא אותו ובשלו נשאר שם שישים לבד לי. So he mentioned that in connection with what? In connection with bait. How about
dogim?
The smag distinguishes. Now the Machaber doesn't mention dogim. He only mentions bait. But dogim he doesn't mention.
So it's possible that the Machaber paskins like Rabbi Nebo, like the smag. So by dogim it is mutter, because there is bittel b'rov. but only by beitzim where there is no bitlora. But this is what Machava says. Let's see the Ramo. Vim lo osekei, Elohi ro yisom litoro, vinim tzo achas men treifo, yeish, eistin hake, dichayshinon shema treifo nisha lipseif, ולא ישיש מגדירו לבטל, וינסה מה שבגדירו, וחי זה ואיסה כל מה שבכך. וחי בדוג עם קטני, שנמצוג דוג, so the מחבר doesn't mention dog. So the implication is that the מחבר, the paskins like Rabbi Nebuch, vis-a-vis dogum, Rabbi Nebuch says that even though, assuming that the dog Tomei was in the, together with the 20 dog in Terim, of the last batch, and Mimele the dog, at one point, the 20 fishes became Osea because they were Belea from the dog Tomei, but then when you make the final dumping of the last batch, so then you have it Aruves of Yovish Vinovei, so it's Batbaro. But by Beitzim, you don't have a bit of Rov of Yovish Vinovish. So the Mechaber only mentions Beitzim, so it's Mashma that vis a vis doggy, the Mechaber Paschus like Rabbi Nebuch. But there are more. He mentions dogim too. So he says, Vimlose ken liro is likor of nimsa achas men treif, yish es ake. Dich hai shinon shema treif and ishal tseif, vlo yishish im gdeiro levatel, nesa ma shebideiro, vichiza veisa koma shebikoro, bis yose bishim smak. Vichim bi dogim tani, shenimtso doktomi bikoro, vlo yiro kulom bi pamachas, el teich hakoro, deoz yish lochus, shemoni psharo yisal tseif. Yisal tseif. Why does like the revo? That's not like Rabbi Nebuch. So the Ramo, the Mechaber paskens like Rabbi Nebuch, but the Ramo paskens like the Revo, that even by dogi mitzosa, even by dogi mitzosa, v'yesh matirim b'cholin yet. Why? Because there's the Rashite that we say Surah Berubi. You say we don't have to anticipate the possibility that the dog Tomei remained in the path all the time until the very end. No. So we assume that the dog Tomei fell in at the very end. It was because he's Surah Berubi Yise. Berubi Yise, so maybe it's Mutar, Bein by Beitzim, Bein by Dogim. Rimazakino Nisa Leim Abnisha Yisurim Bele Samach. Vichenika, Vafil Daso Yisrim, Ein Leser Akilim Shen Yisbashlu, Di Mabidi Makli Al Cheskosim. I just want to finish the Simen. Zvu Vichayetze Bei, Midvorim Amiusim, Shenafshi Shalodom Kotzobehen, שנמצא בתפשיל, we discussed it in the previous סימן, זה יקום, והתפשיל מותר, שאין פליטס דבורים אלו הפגומים מסרס, וכן המינק פושט, אף אגב יש מחמירים, we discussed it. So what's the שיטה יש מחמירים? They hold that we cannot apply the הלוכה of נביל שנראו ילגיה, because this is most psychologically, it's not, if a person wouldn't even know, he could enjoy it too. But because he knows that it's observing, so Mimele he can't enjoy it. So all the other Gishenim hold, it doesn't make any difference as long as it's Nifsul Machila Sodom. So it's Nivela Shinavilegea. Whether it's psychological or physical, it doesn't make any difference. But the Yesh Machmirim, they hold, when does it come within the Aloche of Nivela Shinavilegea? If it's not edible, physically it's not edible. But if it's Nifsul Machila because Nafshi Shalodom Kotzabem, then it doesn't come within the Aloche of Nivela Shinavilegea. Oh, so he says, ודברי מקילי ניקה, ואין לי שני סמינק, ואם לא כך עם הקו דוק תומי מן הגדירו, הוא ישור דובו שניפגי. So, if he took דוק תומי מן הגדירו, so in other words, so the calf was בלאה from the דוק תומי, also לארז הקף לגדירה, because it was בלאה from the דוק תומי, then when he puts it back in the גדירה, it will be נפלט and it will be absorbed by the גדירה. ואם מחזירי, צורך סמך, מן הגדירה נגד איסה, ויילוי נגד כל הקו. In other words, if he knows that the size of the dog Tomei is like this, is, let's say, a fifth of his size, the size of the dog Tomei, even though the size of the calf might be 10 zeisim, but we don't say we got with the metal, we got with the earthenware. Chtichanas Nevela, we discussed it before. So, there is only one shite that we say we got with the metal itself, Chtichanas Nevela. But most Rishonim paskin that Ligabi the Keli itself, we don't say Tichanas Nevela. So there is a Machlikas Rashban Rabban as to whether we say Tichanas Nevela Ligabi Bolua. But Ligabi the Keli, we paskin that we don't say Tichanas Nevela. So Mele, if the spoon which has a mess and the volume, let's say, of 10 zeisim, but if the daktome is only a fifth of a kazayis, so mele, so we need shishim neged one fifth of a kazayis, not neged 10 zeisim. So we mizir to sam nagdira neged the yisam lel kol akaf. Das hat mir glam genommen, gab ich pflicht die hat müssen wählen. Aber im Moyo mit na tafshil im Isa baka. Wie hoch soll ich dir? So wir sagen gab neged mat tafshil. Let's say he had the spoon he had. Let's say he had four fifths of a tafshil shreta in the spoon. And then the doctor me itself, the size of the doctor me was one fifth of a kazayis. So mele, we say chtichanas is nevele. So even the four fifths of heter become a chetz of isya. So then we need shishim neged the whole kazayis. V'udak dira tzor samar gam neged maratav shel darinas nevele vika. Now the shaila is against Rabinu, the Rivo says that by dogim it's muta. I mean the Rivo says that even by dogim it's osa. Why is it osa? Because at one point, so you see, according to the Risha, to the Rashi, so then there is no problem at all, because we say Yisura Berube, he says, so we can assume, we can take it for granted, that the Dok Tomei came there at the last moment. So in other words, so there is little negative to the Dok Tomei. You don't have to anticipate the possibility, maybe the Dok Tomei is either it came there at the last moment, or it came there at the very beginning. So in other words, that it is berubei, say, according to the Rash. But the Rabbi Baruch holds, we don't say isur berubei. So mele the Rivo says that it's osa. But Rabbi Baruch says by dogim it's mutar anyway, because assuming that the dog Tomei remained there. And all the time, and it answered 20 fishes, so then the 20 fishes cannot answer the 80 fishes, because they become bottled off. That's the time of Rabbi Baruch. What does the report say? As far as Yovish B'Yovish is concerned, so the 20 fishes become bottled in the 80 fishes. But there is a blie, there is Tarubes of Larbelach, because then you pour, the 20 fishes into the tray, and the tray had already had 80 fishes together with soup. Now you pour the 20 fishes, and there is soup, and it's still yatz lettuce in the soup. So mimele, it asses it. So what does Rabbi Baruch say? So Rabbi Baruch says, "Lifishi yisra nivla v'nisura machmasatzmo einecheza v'nivla biyovish ki im al yedei bishul Now, so what does it mean? Because it's double yovish. The question is, but it's not a double yovish. There is a lot of reitev. The answer is, the reitev, when should it become osea? In the tray. In the tray, it's a klisheni already. In the tray, it's a klisheni already. Now, so a klisheni doesn't tassa. But, the mashal shita is that the double gush is mivashal even a klisheni. That the double gush is mivasher even in the cliche. Now, so mimele, so apparently that the Rivo agrees with the mashal shite that the cliche, that the double gush is mivasher in the cliche. So mimele, when you dump the last batch, the 20 fishes into the tray that has already 80 fishes, so mimele, the 20 fishes are hot. So they are mevashel and they are nivla in the 80 fishes, because it's a klisheni, but of a gush is mevashel klisheni. But then there is another aloche that they imbolu ayetze bileiretiv. Then there is another aloche that they imbolu ayetze bileiretiv. So the question is, now here, so this is why the Torah says lifishei sera nivla v'nisurim machmas atzmo. The 20 fishes are not also machmas atzmo. They have a bli of idoktame. But in Belu Ayeit Zibelereiti, Ein Echeiza V'Nivla B'Yovish Kimal Dibishol. So the question that is raised, but it's not Yovish here, you have a lot of soup. Certainly, according to the Pesiosim Shad, Cholapoches, according to the
to the drishes pshat and the shas pshat. So at the end, they all remain in a state of without soup. Just the fishes, because all the soup is emptied out in the separate kele. But according to the Yosef shat, so everything is poured into the tray. The fishes and the soup, everything. So in the end, when the 20 fishes are asurim, are dumped into the tray that already had 80 fishes mutorim, so then they come in contact, and there is a lot of soup, and it's still yatzeleres. So apparently, so what is Rabbi Borstein? He says, in bolua yetze b'li reitiv, but here you have reitiv. So the svore of Rabbi Borch is, true you have reitiv, but if there is aloche in bolua yetze b'li reitiv, suppose you have bolua, that is hot, but the reitiv is cold. Suppose the gush is hot, that is possible. We can visualize that. Let's say the fish is hot, and the soup is cold. The soup is cold. So there is reitiv. So will Bolua be Yetze from the 20 fishes into the 80 fishes because of the cold soup? No. If there is a loche that in Bolua Yetze will rate, so then the rate must also be hot. And the rate is in the klisheni, in the tray. And by Dova Lach, so klisheni is considered tzene, only by Dova Gush. So klisheni, according to the Mashal, is not considered tzene. So that is the Shaile. That is the shaile between so the rivo. So this is what, that's the svore of the balatrumo of Rabbi Boru. So he says, "Lipishi yisaraniv lavin yisurim achmas atzmo." Let's assume the max. According to Rabbi Shimshen, we don't have to be reishish that this happened. That at the very beginning, so the doctomy remained, and it remained until the last moment together with the 20 fishes. And then only at the end, when the 20 fishes were dumped into the tray, so the doctor may also fell into the tray. But according to Rabbi Shimshi, we don't have to be cheshish for it. But according to Rabbi Boruch, we have to cheshish for it, that this happened. So let's assume that this happened, that the doctor may remained all the time in the pot, in the shalayim of the pot, together with 20 fishes. Mimele, there was no shishim at that moment, so it asked the 20 fishes. So the 20 fishes were belayah from the doktomei. And then, when you made the final dumping of the final batch, so then the 20 fishes fell into the tray that already had 80 fishes, mutorim, so then they came in contact with the 80 fishes. So then it's seinen. Then it is seinen. So then, the Rabbi Boruch says, it cannot asser, because in Belua Yetzi will rate it. But when you say there is rate it, what kind of rate it is there in the tray? Klisheni. Klisheni is seinen, even if it's Yatzeledes. Al-Bedin is considered seinen. So there is a loche. So in Belua Yetzi will rate it means in Belua Yetzi will rate it. Ham! But Belua is not Yetzi, al-Derate of seinen. It's not Yetzi. So even though the fish is a double gush, and the Dovagush, Rabbi Boruch can also agree with Mashal Shite. So he is Ham. So the fish is Ham. But the fish is not also Machmas Atzmei. So it's implicit in the Lashon of Rabbi Boruch, of the Torah. Levishe Yisra HaNivla, Vein Yisuri Machmas Atzmei, Necheza V'Nivla V'Yovish, Kiyim Al Yedibish. Kiyim Al Yedibish. Kiyim Al Yedibish. Now what's the Sforei of the Torah? That's the Sforei of Rabbi Boruch. But what's the Sforei of the Rivo? He says that even by dogim, it's osir. Now, as far as Yovish B'Yovish is concerned, so he must agree that there is bitl of Yovish B'Yovish. So the Rivo answers it not on the basis of the Taruvus of Yovish B'Yovish, but on the basis of the Taruvus of La'Avelach. What kind of the Taruvus of La'Avelach is there? Because after all, Ein Belua Yetze Bilereite, and the Doktome is not Idova Shomein, so apparently he holds the true Klisheni, Dovalach. So Klisheni is considered Tzeinen. Why is Dovalach? Why does the Mashal distinguish between Dovagush and Dovalach? So that based upon Mitzias. In other words, when it's Dovalach, so then the Atfanim Hamkarere. So it cools off. It cools off. Mashen ki badova gush, there is nothing that cools off. But since here in the tray you have idova lach and idova gush,
and the Dover Gush did not cool off. So that means you have something that is very hot in the klisheni. So memele even the lach is considered as ham. You see, that's the shite lifluk of the river. In other words, if you didn't have the Dover Gush, so you wouldn't have the Dover Mevashel. But since you have the Dover Gush, you have the fish, the hot fish. It's boiling fish. It's yatzel lettuce. So you have it in the tray. You can't keep your finger on the fish. So memele, the fish itself is mecham in the klisheni. Since Dover Gush is mevashel in the klisheni too, so memele, the klisheni becomes like a klerishin. So even the liquid, the soup that is in the tray, is also considered ham. That's the shita of the Rivor. Mashiach in the shita of Rabbi Nebuch is not. As far as the liquid is concerned, so it's considered sin. As far as the fish is concerned, it's considered ham. So true, both Rabbi Nebuch and the Rivor might agree with the shita of the Mashal. But Rabbi Nebuch holds the soup is seinen, the fish is ham. But in Balua Yitzibel Reitev, what kind of Reitev do you have? Tzeina Reitev. So Balua is not Yitzib. Whereas the Rebbe holds that in this case, even the liquid, the soup, is considered Ham, on account of the fact that the fish is considered Mivashi in the tray. So it's cooking in the tray. The fish keeps on cooking as if it had been on fire. So Mimele, even the soup is considered Ham. And Rabbi Nebuch holds no. The soup is considered sin. That leflug is the machlekes between Rabbi Nebuch and the river. Alright, now that is the last year before the Pesach vacation. Now I want to tell you that after Pesach you should start Chazore from the beginning of Tarumas right now, because there will be another 2.5 weeks until Shiur will resume. Almost 3 weeks. At least 2.5 weeks. Because 2 weeks from now it will be Chalamet. 2 weeks from now. So, in other words, so you should start the Chazor right now. And then, when we assume Shurim, so we'll just go ahead and we'll finish Taruves. We'll finish Taruves. It won't take us a very long time, because true that Kufyud is a Yam, but we're not going to cover every Shach in Kufyud. In Kufyud. So then, the moment we finish Taruves, so then you get a Pchinan Taruves. So you should start the Chazor right now. You should all have a very happy face. Over the Mechaber and Ramo, and I mentioned the two pshotim in the Machlekes between Rabbi Nebuch and the Rivor. So the two pshotim, the pshat by the Bes Yosef, and the pshat of the Drishe and the Shach. The Drishe and the Shach and the Bach. Now, so I want to go over briefly, I mean, the Mechaber and Ramo, and then the Taz and the Shach. Now, Simen Kuf Zayin. Hamivashil beitzim harpe bikliposon, lo yitzir me'amayim shenizbashu behem achi yitztanenu, o yitin aleyamayim tzeninim litzanenu, vahakach yitzir. משום דחיישינו שמיים צבחס מנפריח ומו יומצים מהם כלים שיצטננו שמו הלסוני שהראיסו שיש בו הפריח עם האחרניס ואיסו יסרטון ופי שלו ינישה שום שישים לבד. So it's the mocker is the smack of the bow, the revolt, and the two mentions the machlekes. Now he says kosa בספר המצווה זה לסמק דוגים קטנים שנסבשו ונמצו בהם דוק תומי יש עשרים אפילו מכירי וזה יתר ויש סמך לבטר לכפי ששמיער המים החמים. That's the shit of the river, I mean, not Rabbi Nebuch. ששמיער המים החמים ליפומים בסיפו יירו עם מעט מים ישויר הדוק תומי עם חוף או עם למד דוגים ונסרו וחזרין המים ונגים לכל הדוגים ויש מתירים מפני שאיסום חוף או למד שנשורים פטלים ברב תערובס כי לשייך למי מהבריה לבוטל, אלו בבריה, בבריה שנעשר המחמס עצמו, ולא ישנעשר המחמס בלי עשייסר אחר, ואין חזרים ואיסחין השור שבמחמס, אף על פי שנהיגם בהם המים, לפי שאיסר הניבלה וניסור המחמס עצמו, אין חזר וניבלה ביוב והשכים על דיבישו. Who she is that? That's the Rabbi Nebuch. The Sifra Trumas. He says that it's muta. And then, there are some who say it's osa. Now, the Torah doesn't mention, but the Smag mentions, that there is an according to Rabin Baruch, it's only Muteah in the case of Dogim, but not in the case of Beitim. So in case of Dogim, he says, because it's not that there is a fundamental distinction between Dogim and Beitim, but because of the practice of people. So Dogim, the practice of people is they can cook, let's say, 200 little fishes in one pot. Masha'in kim Beitim, you don't cook 200 Beitim in one pot. So Mimele, by Dogim, Rabbi Baruch says that even though it's possible. Now, again, there are two pshotim. Now, I want to mention again the two pshotim. The pshat of the Bes Yosef in the machlekes between Rabbi Baruch and the Rivo and the Rabbi Shimshe is according to the pshat of Bes Yosef, so this machlekes is reference to the case where, let's say, this is the pot. And then in that pot was cooked, let's say, maybe 200 small fishes in water with a lot of rain. And then he starts dumping some of the fishes with the soup into a car. So then at the end he found out there was one doctor. Now that doctor he identifies, so he throws it away. But we anticipate the possibility, those who aser even in case of dogging, so they anticipate the possibility, maybe in the course of the emptying out the fishes with the soup into the kare, so at one stage, when the bulk of the fishes, let's say, were already dumped into the car, and just 30 fishes remain, here the bottom of the pot. So and the doctor may also remain with the last batch of the fishes together with the 30. So Mimela, there was no shishim. You see, there was no shishim. If we knew that the doctor may was dumped into the kare with the initial batches, so then it would be no problem because there is shishim negative doctor may. But after the bulk of the fishes were already dumped into the car, and about 20 or 30 fishes remained at the bottom of the pot, so the 30 fishes do not have shishim negative daktame, even with the little soup that is with the 20 or 30 fishes. So all the 20 or 30 fishes become osel. Machmas the rate of amuet at the bottom of the pot. So all the 30 fishes become osa. Then when he dumps the last batch of fishes, the last 30 fishes into the tower too, so these 30 fishes come in contact with, let's say, the 170, 150, I mean, it doesn't make any difference. And they asser it. So this is the time of those who asser. But Rabbi Baruch says it's muta. Why does the Sefer HaTumi say it's muter? Because assuming that all this happened, we don't know. First of all, there is a possibility that the doctor may was dumped into the kare with the bulk of the fishes. As a matter of fact, and that's the sheet of Rabbi Shimshon. Rabbi Shimshon says it's not osa altogether because of that reason. Because we say isura berube ise. Why should we? Rabbi Shimshon says we don't have to anticipate to be cheshish lest the doctome remained with the last batch, with the last 20 or 30 fishes. We assume, we can safely presume that the doctome was dropped into the kare with the bulk of the fishes, not that it remained with the last 20 or 30, the last batch. Alright, but the other Gishenim, Achilik and Rabbi Shimshon, and the Rash, and they say, we do not say that is Sura Berubis, as the Goyim points out, because we don't say Sura Berubis. So Mimele, we have to anticipate the possibility that the doctor may was not dropped into the kare until the very end with the last batch, the last 20 or 30 fishes. So then, and so Mimele, for some time,
the dog Tommy remained with the last batch of fishes, with the 20 or 30 fishes at the bottom of the pot, and there was no shishim, the 20 or 30 and a little bit of reitev, neged the dog Tommy. So memele, all the 20 or 30 fishes became osam. Then when he drops the last batch too, the 20 or 30 fishes into the kare, so there is contact between the 20 or 30 in the last batch and the bulk of the fishes. So all the fishes become osa. So the book says no, because as far as Bliya is concerned, so he said it couldn't be osa. Why? Because, so he says like this, The halacha is that nisa b'lua, except if it's chomi. So the fishes are not chomi. So memele, so since it's not chomi, so it's not yeitze. So v'nisir masvatzmei in echeza v'nivla b'yovish. Ki im al debish, only al debish. So memele, just the fact that there is contact, that doesn't answer it. So, but then. It should be also a mitzad itaruves of yovish biyovich, because 20 or 30, let's say 30 fishes that remained in the last batch at the bottom of the pot together with the daktami became osea. So, and then you dumped the 30 fishes into the kare. So there is itaruves of yovish biyovich also. So as far as itaruves of larbelach, so we say isaranivla in isurim achmasatzmo in echizav nivla biyovich without reitim, without bishop. But there is a taruves of yovish biyovish. So the answer is no. How many fishes are there? 30 fishes that became osa. And in the kare you have maybe 150, 160, 170. So many. So mainly it's bottle berob. It's bottle berob. This is the besiosis pshat. Then the bachs and the drishes pshat and the shachs pshat is now. That it doesn't have reference, that the Rishenim do not have reference to such a case. But the Rishenim have reference to another case. Where, let's say, you cook many fishes or many baitim in a pot. Then, you took the pot with the fishes and the soup, and you emptied out all the soup into one vessel. And then, after you emptied out all the soup into a vessel, so then you put the... So first, you bend the keli, and you emptied out all the soup. Then, when you got through emptying out all the soup, so then you put back the pot in an erect position. So those who ask us, they say, why is it osir? Because as he was pouring out the soup, and while the bulk of the soup was already emptied out into a certain keli, and then there was, so, and the number of fishes, let's say, on the side, on the deifim of the pot, was on the deifim of the pot, as he was bending it. And then, at the bottom of the pot, in the shulei yagdeiro, there remained, let's say, about 20 or 30 fishes. And it could have been that the dog Tomei remained together with the 20 or 30 fishes at the bottom of the pot, and the little bit of reitev still remained there at the bottom of the pot. The bulk of the reitev was already spilled out, emptied out into a separate vessel. But you had, let's say, you might have had, let's say, on the deifim, on the upper portion of the deifim, as he was bending the pot, and he spilled out already the bulk of the reitev. So we had about 20 fishes here and Shalayim, and about, let's say, 30 fishes he had here. 30 fishes here. And between the 20 fishes at the bottom and the Shalayim of the pot, and the 30 fishes, let's say, on the Deifen, on the upper portion of the Deifen, so there was vacant space and there was no fluid, no rated. So Mimele, there was there couldn't be any participation of beetle, because the 30 fishes were on the Deifen and 20 fishes were on the Shalayim, as it was in a bent position, as the pot was in a bent position. So Mimele, and there was a little bit of Mayim of Reitev together with the 20 fishes, and possibly the dog Tomei was with together with the 20 fishes. So Mimele, all the 20 or the 30 fishes that were together with the dog Tomei and the Shalayim of the pot became Osa, because there was no Shishi. So then, after that, when he finished spilling out all the Reitev,
from the pot, he put back the pot, the gdeire, in an erect position. So then all the fishes that were originally on the Dayfen, so fell down on the Shalai, and they were Nisari, with the 20 fishes that were all the time on the Shalai, you see. All the time on the Shalai. So Mimele, the 20 fishes that were all the time on the Shalai, with a little bit of Reitef at one moment, so became Mosaden, and now the other fishes, when he puts it back in an erect position, so come in contact, so they also become Moser. So Rabbi Boruch says, no, they do not become Moser. Because as far as Taruvis of Lar Belach is concerned, see, because when does he put back the pot in an erect position? After he spilled out all the soup, all the Reitef. So then it's Yovesh. So Mimele, true, the 20 or 30 fishes became Moser and the Shalayim, and then, let's say, the other fishes that were on the Deifel are in contact with the 20 fishes that became Moser. So the other fishes, while they are, even though they are in contact with the 20 fishes that became Moser, so cannot become Moser, because it's Yovesh, and Beruah is not Yetzibel Reitev, and here we have no Reitev, because by the time when the other fishes, the bulk of the fishes, come in contact with the 20 fishes that became Moser, so there is no Reitev in the Gdeir. So Mil Statosa. But then there is the problem of Yovesh B'Yovesh, so it's Batel Berov. This is how the Bach and the Drishim, the Bach and the Drishim and the Shach explain it. So there are two tziyurim, how to visualize the Machlekes Rishim. Now, so then the Smag mentions that Rabbi Baruch is only matter in case of fishes, but is not matter in case of beitzim. Why? Because in case of fishes, so is the derech to cook in great bulk. So you can even cook, sometimes you cook even 200 small fishes. So even if you had 30 fishes, let's say at the bottom of the pot, and they became Moser because there was no shishim, nega the daktome, so then when you pour these fishes into the kare, or when you put back the gdeire in an erect position, and they all become mixed up, all the fishes, so there is a bit of Yovesh B'Yovesh, as against the 30 fishes that came Moser, you might have 170 that are muter. So it's Batel Berov. Mashenken in Beitzim, you don't cook so many Beitzim in one pot. So how many Beitzim could you cook? Let's say he cooks, 100 Beitzim in a pot. So then, if he cooks 100 Beitzim in the pot, so then there won't be any Rov. There won't be any Rov to be Mevatel the 30 or 40 fishes. Why only 40? I mean, as long, so 59 Beitzim could also become Moser, you see. It 60 Beitzim could not become Moser, because on account of the one Beitzo that is Asuro. But 59 Beitzim could become Moser. Let's say at the bottom of the pot remain 59 Beitzim and the Beitz Asuro. And the rest of the Beitzim is, let's say, is on the Deifen of the Deiro. So then all the 59 Beitzim become Moser. So in case of dogim, so even if 59 dogim became Moser, so you still have enough dogim to be Mevatel Berov. But in case of beitzim, you don't cook so many beitzim, so you won't have, so it's a question of mitzias. Now, the Mechaber doesn't mention dogim at all. He mentions hamvashel beitzim harbe b'kliposon. Lo yitzio mi'amayim shenizbastu be'matche yitzananim. O yitin aliyah mayim tzeninim litzananim. V'hakach yitziyem, mishim d'chayshinon shemo yim tzobachas men efreyach. V'imo yubitzim em kirim shiyitzananu, shemo yiso nishar yiso sheyish bo efreyach ima achreinis, vo yiso yisarton. Lifi shilo hoyo bo nishar bo shishim levatu. Because at the bottom of the gdeira there might be less from 60 beitzim neged the beitz asur. Suppose there are 59, there are 20 beitzim, 30 beitzim, 40 beitzim, 50 beitzim, 59 beitzim. So all the beitzim will become osam, unless there is 60 beitzim, so then it will not become osam. So there is shishim neged the beitz asur. But suppose in the last batch, be safe for you, there is only 59 beitzim, so then all the 59 beitzim will become osam. Now, so the Mechaber says we shouldn't do it. What if he did it? Is it osa or not? Then the Mechaber doesn't say. You see, the Torah mentions there is a machlekes rishen between the Rivo and Rabbi Baruch as to whether the Eved is osa or muta. Everybody is made lechatchila. You shouldn't do it. Now, what's the pshat in the Mechaber? So the Teres Chatos says. Is midayik from the Lashon. The Taz mentions the Teres Chatos. The Teres Chatos is midayik from the Lashon of the Mechaber here, since the Mechaber formulates everything in terms of the Chatchile, Hamibashel Beitzim Harbe, because possibly it's in Mamayim. And he doesn't say, Hamibash Vim Hoitzieisom, Miamayim, Kedim Sheitzanenu, or Kedim Shenosnale Mayim Tzinen Imarim Asur. That he doesn't say. He only says, he shouldn't do that. But what if he did it? So the implication is that the Raschato says that the Mechaber paskens, that the Eved it is muta. Now, why? Why does he pasken that the Eved it is muta? So Bishleime vis-a-vis Dogim, so the Eved it is muta because it's the derech to cook even 200 fishes in one pot. So even if, let's say, in the last batch, at the bottom, in the Shuli Agdeo, there were as many as 59 dogim. Because if there were as many as 60 dogim, then there was no problem altogether. Then at the very outset it became bottom. But suppose at one stage in the course of the year, b'seifa year, there remained not 60 dogim together with the daktame, but just 59 dogim together with the daktame. So memela, there was no beetle. So all the 59 became osa. And then, when he poured the 59 also into the car, according to Yosef Pshat, or when he puts back, after spilling out all the retef, he puts the pot back in an erect position, and all the fishes become mixed up together, and they are in contact with each other, so there is still raw, let's say, against 59. So you have, let's say, altogether, you might have cooked even 200 fishes. So let's say, 59, so he still has 141 fishes mutorim. So then there is, as in regard to the tarubes of Yovesh B'Yovesh, so the 59 dogim asurim become bottom, berov of the 141 dogim mutorim. But the Mechaber doesn't even mention them. He mentions Beitzim, and the Teres Chatos is midayik from the Lashon of Mechaber, that in view of the fact that he formulates the din in terms of the Chatchile, not of the Eved. That the Eved he holds, he paskens, the Mechaber paskens, that it's muter. So why is it muter? Bishleimeli Gabi Dogim. You understand? He paskens like Rabbeinu Baruch. But he doesn't even discuss Dogim. He discusses Beitzim. And vis-a-vis, the Smag himself says that vis-a-vis Beitzim, Rabbeinu Baruch will be made that it's muter. So how can the Mechaber imply that even vis-a-vis Beitzim it is muter? So the Teres Chatos says, no, the Mechaber paskens like Rabbeinu Shimshon, you see. Because there are three shittas. There is the shita of the Rivo, there is the shita of Rabbeinu Baruch, and there is the shita of Rabbeinu Shimshon. So the Rivo asks it, Beili Gabi Beitzim, Beili Gabi Dogim. Beili Gabi Dogim. The Rabbeinu Baruch is materet li Gabi Dogim, but he is not materet li Gabi Beitzim. Rabbeinu Shimshon, The Teres Chatos says is matteret even ligabe beitzim. Why? For a different reason. Because we say isura biru beise. We say isura biru beise. So in other words, we don't have to be cheshesh lest the doctome remained in the last batch, of dogim or beitzim be safe for you. No, we can assume that the dog Tommy fell out from the deire, was dumped out from the deire at the very beginning. He didn't stay there till the last batch. This is now the shach is masik on the Teres Chatos.
is matzik on the teras chatos. And he says that even according to Rabbi Shimshon, who says we can safely presume that isura berubi is a, but only by dogim it would be muter, but by beitim it will still be osa. Why? What is the svore of the shach? So he says as follows. Now, we are cheshesh, bein ligabi dogim, bein ligabi beitim, maybe when he was poor. Now let's consider the tzio given by the Bes Yosef, because after all, the Bes Yosef and the Ramo, they both agree that the machlekes rishenim has reference to the case where he dumped, where he was miare, fish and soup together into the car. Not that he poured out the soup into one vessel and then he put back the vessel in an erect position. So that at the very end, all the fishes remain in the gdeiro. The main gdeiro. So, but the Bes Yosef, this is the pshat of the shach, of the trishe, of the bach. But the Bes Yosef and the Ramo, they both agree that the rishenim have referenced the case where he was miare. It was miare, the dogim and the mayim together into ikar. So the shach has the kashe against the Ramo. How can the Ramo say that according to Rabbi Shimshon, so even in case of beitim it is muta de'eved? Now the smak says that according that Rabbi Bo distinguishes between dogim and beitim. Why? Because dogim, the derech is to cook a great number in bulk. He can even cook 200 fishes. But beitim, you don't cook so many. Now the question, so that means that in beitim, so the question is this. Now, so how many, suppose a number of beitim, suppose a number of beitim remain in the bottom of the dam. A number of beitim remain in the bottom of the dam. How many? Let's say 59 beitim. 59 beitim, because if 60 beitim remain, then there is no problem altogether. So then the one beitim asur becomes bottle b'shishi. So if 59 beitim remained at the bottom of the dere, be safe for Yeru, so then, and there is a little bit of mayim too, so mele, all the 59 beitim become osa. And then he dumps the last batch of the 59 beitim. So then the 59 beitim that remained in the last batch become yurev with the other beitim that were done before. So how many were there altogether? So Monabshach, if it's the derech to cook more than 120 beitim in one part, so why does Rabbi Boruch say that in case of beitim it is osa? So just